So as it happened, after a couple of doctor visits and eye examinations and things like that, it turns out that the reason that staring at a screen is so bad for your eyes is that it confuses your brain into not blinking. And I think that's really an interesting thing. It keeps your attention, and apparently it's sort of involuntary situation where you don't blink enough and it dries your eyes out, and then having dry eyes brings on a lot of other strange things. Anyway, it's really not the stitching that's bothering me, except if I try to do it in very low light. You know, I took this picture, I just spent a little time. It's been raining. What has it been, nine weeks now? We've had this kind of rain. Anyway, it's kind of dark. And I took this picture because I warped up one of my small bead looms. And I just liked the picture, you know, first off. I just liked it because it kind of had that thing, you know, where the warp was standing there, and then that my hand seemed as if it was moving through, and how the warp and me sort of, I thought to myself, were becoming cloth. Then I went in to edit the photo a little bit, and you know, I always loved that liquefy function there. I dragged it through the warp, and how beautiful that became. You know, it was like just almost as if it expressed the interaction between me and the thread. It also kind of looks like something like a musical instrument. It comes to my mind also. I love that my hand has a Band-Aid on it. And well, there's just so much here that, simply by looking at it, just so many thoughts come into my mind. And then, you know, like I've said it before, but you know how your thoughts become a filter, and I go outside and I see that maybe for 5 minutes we're going to get a little sunshine, and suddenly that light that was coming through seemed to weave through the trees. And I think probably I wouldn't have thought about that if I hadn't been thinking about the first photo. They just seem so related. And I still continue working on this, what I call Nana Self. It's so slow. I've got her pinned up on the wall, and I walk by once in a while and add a few things. And I have done quite a bit of work here, but, you know, it's been so slow and so much time in between, I don't even remember what I showed and what I didn't. But, you know, because of my previous thoughts today, I looked and I said, well, where is the weave here? And then, you know, it occurred to me that she is the weave. She is standing, and she's also moving through. And now that I've thought that, I think that I have some other thoughts about continuing.